के लिए जरूरत पड़ता है,
साउंड सिस्टम के लिए जरूरत गिरेगा,
साउंड सिस्टम के बाद लेके जा सकते हैं। नहीं वो नहीं, कोई
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण एवरीवन हरे कृष्ण वेलकम एवरीवन टू अवर फेस्टिवल ऑफ गुंडीचा मार्जन। आई फील इट्स ए प्रिविलेज दैट टुडे फॉर द भागवतम वी हैव हिज होलीनेस भक्ति पुरुषोत्तम स्वामी महाराज फॉर डूइंग द क्लेंजिंग ऑफ अवर हार्ट थ्रू हिज भागवत कथा। Many a times when I go somewhere and I have heard people introducing and say something which is sometimes right or sometimes exaggeration, just to avoid that I decided to take shelter of Google Guru and introduce Maharaj. Truly
horrible, but the Google they give my introduction 10 years before.
So
my
please
service,
understand.
Which I am not in that service anymore, but they are everywhere saying this thing. Maharaj is this. So,
but all of these are bona fide, and he is doing much, much more. I want to do full justice, truly. Otherwise, I thought of memorizing, but it is too much here. But it is very crisp and nice, and just to appreciate who is this personality from whom you are hearing, I thought I should do at least this service. Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj first joined ISKCON in Mayapur, India in 1978. He is an initiated disciple of His Holiness Jayaprathak Swami Maharaj and is an integral part of the organization of the headquarters of ISKCON in Mayapur, where he is based. His managerial position as temple president of Bhubaneswar, Orissa, that is his native state, from 1982 to 87, gave him an introduction to the responsibilities he has later embraced. His GBC zonal assignments include Eastern India, Bangladesh, Korea, Nepal. His co-GBC and zonal secretary for North and South Korea, India, Arunachal Pradesh, Mayapur and West Bengal, including Puri. That's why one of the, you know, we are fortunate that he's here with us. He is from Puri and Sri Kshetra, and his heart is there, and he actually takes devotees for Sri Kshetra Yatra every year, just like people do, you know, Gaudmandal Yatra, like that. So it's truly, it's a good fortune that a personality like him has come to speak about Gundicha Marjan. So Bihar, Jharkhand, Nepal, Sikkim, Assam, Andaman, Nicobar Islands, Bhutan, Meghalaya and Tripura. I had also the opportunity to visit on his instruction to Bangladesh. And I visited all these places, beautiful places, and the way devotees love him there is very, very heartwarming. Maharaj travels to many other parts of the globe, encouraging others in their spiritual life. This encouragement is not limited to speaking on and exemplifying Krishna consciousness, but is also available in print. Bhakti Purushottam Swami is the author of several books: Sri Kshetra Parikrama, The Final Call, Death. Very powerful, both combinations. He gives nectar and simultaneously speaks about death. And a book on the pastimes of Krishna's dearest devotee entitled The Glories and Pastimes of Srimati Radharani. And a new version has also, a second edition of Srimati Radharani has also come. As soon as I saw it, without his permission, I grabbed a set of each because it's pure nectar. So, and few smaller titles in the Bengali language. Besides his native Oriyan, Bhakti Purushottam Swami speaks Bengali, Hindi, English and shares Krishna consciousness in all these languages. I would like to just conclude by sharing something whenever I look at him. Two things, you know, sometimes as they say, Krishna, apparent contradictions are resolved very harmoniously in Krishna consciousness. So Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj is someone like that. An amazing, you know, sometimes people are very conservative or some are very liberal. He balances both. Sometimes excellent managers may not be kathakars. And he is amazingly harmonizing both and inspiring devotees all over the world. It's a very, very pleasure that we have him here on this auspicious day. So let's welcome Maharaj in our midst to Radha Gopinath Mandir in our traditional style by chanting Harivo, Harivo, Harivo. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Every year, just after Kartik Purnima, we do Puri Sri Kshetra Parikrama. There are two things. One is Puri Yatra. Everybody that do Puri Yatra, but we don't do Puri Yatra. We do Puri Parikrama. So what is the difference? Difference is, we go for Puri Yatra in many groups, any day during the year. and we visit different places. That is Puri Jatra. Okay? Puri Parikrama, there is a specific tithi. After Kartik Purnima on Panchami tithi, because Puri is Sankha Kshetra. So on the appearance of the Panchajanna, Jagannath wanted my dham should be circumambulated on the appearance of my devotee. So that day, we do this parikrama. We started about 17, 18 years before, with 250 devotees. Last time, we had 12,000 devotees. We walk around. At the same distance as Giri Govardhan, 21 kilometers. Very pleasing. You go to the forest and sea beach. So this year, November 10th, we all with devotees gather. On sea beach, we have katha. All 10,000 devotees sitting. Then we have Mahaarati, all cultural programs. 2 days, we visit different Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's places. On final day, we do Sakmambulet. So that program is full of bliss. About 1 dozen Maharajas and Prabhupada disciples, they come there. Out of that, 50% are Odia Maharajas. Vaishnava Maharaj, and then Prabhadananda Maharaj, then Bhakti Guru Narayana Maharaj, they are all experts in Jagannath Katha and Gaur Katha, that he can hear that never you have heard. So every day 6 hours, you should be prepared to listen 6 hours. 6 hours Katha, then visit with them all these holy places, blissful sea bath, then super blissful Jagannath Prasad, full of sense gratification. But you can't afford to not avoid it. You can't afford to avoid it. So much sense gratification. This year, after 2 years, we did not do in a big way. This year, 10th November, devotees arrived. We were expecting 20,000 devotees this year. Because 2 years they did not come. So on 10th they will arrive. 11th, 12th we visit in different group, Hindi group, Odia group, Bengali group, English group, Russian group, Tamil group also we have. Then on 4th day we do circumambulate Jagannath Puri Dham.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Sribara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Sribara Dhari. Jaya Jashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
जय श्री प्रभुपाद की संबद्ध भक्त वृंदा की श्रीमद भागवतम की गौर प्रमानंदे ओम अज्ञानत मीरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् सहगना रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नीलाचल निवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्राभ्यं जगन्नाथाय ते नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे नारायणम नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत जय मुदीरयेत् मुखम करोति वाचालं पंगुलं हैतगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्द माधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम् सो टुडे वी विल हियर फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो 11th चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 39 ऑन द सब्जेक्ट मैटर लॉर्ड कृष्णस एंट्रेंस इनटू द्वारका ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय तं मनिरे अबला मूढ़ा त्रैनम् चानुवर्तरः अप्रमाणविदो भर्तु ईश्वरं मतयो यथा तं मनिरे अबलामूढा त्रैनम् चानुव्रतम् रः अप्रमाण विदो भर्तु ईश्वरं मतयो यथा Thank you. Mataji. Okay, translation by Srila Prabhupada. This simple and delicate woman truly thought that Lord Sri Krishna, their beloved husband, followed them and was dominated. The simple and delicate woman truly thought that Lord Sri Krishna, their beloved husband, followed them and was dominated by them. They were unaware of the extent of glories of their husband. As the atheists are unaware of him as supreme controller, purport. Even the transcendental wives of Lord Sri Krishna did not know completely the unfathomable glories of the Lord. This ignorance is not mundane, because there is some action of the internal potence of the Lord in exchange of feelings between him and his internal associates, eternal associates. The Lord exchanges transcendental relations in five ways, as proprietor, master, friend, son, and lover. And each of these pastimes he plays fully by the potence of Yogamaya, the internal potency. He plays exactly like an equal friend with the cowherd boys, or even with friends like Arjuna. He plays exactly like a son in the presence of Yashoda Mata. He plays exactly like a lover in the presence of cowherd damsels. And he plays exactly like a husband in the presence of the queens of Dwaraka. Such devotees of the Lord never think of the Lord as the supreme, but think of him exactly as a common friend, a pet son, or a lover, or husband, very much dear to heart and soul. That is the relation between the Lord and his transcendental devotees, who act as his associates in the spiritual sky, where there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. When the Lord descends, he does so along with his entourage to display a complete picture of the transcendental world, her pure and devotion, her love and devotion for the Lord prevail, over that in the mundane tints of lording it over the creation of the Lord. Such devotees of the Lord are all liberated souls, perfect representations of the marginal or internal potency in complete negation of the influence of the external potency. The wives of Lord Krishna are made to forget immeasurable glories of the Lord by the internal potency, so that there might not be any flaw of exchange, and they took it for granted that the Lord was hen-pecked husband, always following them in lonely places. In other words, even the personal associates of the Lord do not know him perfectly well. So, what do the thesis writers or mental speculators know about the transcendental glories of the Lord? The mental speculators present different theses as to his becoming the cause of the creation, the ingredients of the creation, or the material and efficient cause of creation, etc. But all this is but partial knowledge about the Lord. Factually, they are as ignorant as the common man. The Lord can be known by the mercy of the Lord only, and by no one others. No others means. But since the dealing of the Lord with his wives are based on pure transcendental love and devotion, the wives are all on the transcendental plane without material contamination. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of first canto, 11th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Lord Krishna's Entrance into Dwaraka. So this is the last verse of this chapter. So here the people in Dwaraka, they don't know Krishna as Bhagavan. So a very interesting subject is, the demons they don't know Krishna is Bhagavan. The devotees, they don't know Krishna is Bhagavan. Krishna himself, he doesn't know that he is Bhagavan. But still he is Bhagavan. Right? So what is the difference? Devotees, they don't understand, or Krishna doesn't understand, or he has been made to not to understand by yogamaya potency. What is the difference? Devotees, they don't understand Krishna is Bhagavan. And Krishna himself, he doesn't understand that he is Bhagavan. Or his devotees, they don't understand Krishna is Bhagavan. So what is the difference? So difference, Prabhupada is saying that the demons, they don't understand Krishna is Bhagavan. That is due to influence of Mahamaya. And Krishna and his devotees, they don't understand Krishna is Bhagavan. That is due to influence of Yogamaya. And Prabhupada giving example how to understand this. What is the difference? That Krishna does not understand his Bhagavan, because if he understands his Bhagavan, then all the sweet pastimes with Brajavasis will not take place. If he knows himself, how powerful he is, he is controller of everybody, then he will not be subjugated to the loving affairs with Brajavasis. The Yogamaya makes him to forget. So Prabhupada giving one example that the two kind of people, they cannot see. When the children, they play hide and seek, they close their eyes, right? Blind people, they cannot see. They are not able to see. And children, they play hide and seek, then somebody will close his eyes and everybody you hide. Then he goes for searching. So both are in same condition. Blind man cannot see. And hide and seek, he closes eyes, he cannot see. Both cannot see. But there's a big difference. The blind man is forced not to see. And the children are playing, they close their eyes so that they cannot see. So Bhagavan does not understand that he is God. He is like that. He makes himself through his internal potency so that he will not understand that he is God, so that he can perform all these loving, sweet pastimes which he enjoys and which gives transcendental pleasure to his devotees also. So that happens mostly in Vrindavan, Brajavasis. Dwaraka also, they think he is my husband. Here, this verse saying, Prabhupada purports explaining how Dwaraka people, they think, is my husband, our king, like this. Though in Dwaraka, they have some understanding that Krishna, about Krishna. They have better understanding about Krishna than Brajavasi. Krishna in Dwaraka, Lila, he manifests his Chaturbhuja Rupa. There is Vasudeva Krishna. But Vrindavan, Nandanandan Krishna. Dwaraka, they have love for Krishna. Vrindavan, they have love for Krishna. But both love has different identity. In Dwaraka, they love for Krishna, but there is Aishwarya Mishra love, prema. Aishwarya mixed with Aishwarya opulence. And in Vrindavan, there is love, is Madhurya, only Madhurya. And that is the difference between love to Krishna in Dwaraka and love towards Krishna in Vrindavan. That's why our acharyas say the manifest pastimes of Krishna is one Krishna who appeared in Vrindavan, then went to Mathura, and from Mathura went to Dwaraka. But scripture says in spiritual world, there are three Krishnas are there. One Dwaraka Krishna, one Mathura Krishna, one Vrindavan Krishna. Dwaraka Krishna is Purna, complete. Mathura Krishna is Purnatara, more complete. Vrindavan Krishna is the Purnatama, most complete. Okay. So, where Krishna is most complete, the beauty that he is mostly not understood by his devotees, what is real identity, that he is Param Brahma. So that is interesting part of the Param Brahma, that all opposite qualities are within Krishna. One is mostly established in supreme position, most complete position in Vrindavan. Devotees of Vrindavan, they don't recognize that he is the absolute truth, Param Brahma. Dwaraka, to some extent they understand, but here as it has been described, they also think, just like he is our husband, is controlled by us, like this, many things they think like this. So Dwaraka pastime also very important. There are many pastimes in Dwaraka happen. For mostly our devotees are acquainted with the Vrindavan pastimes, not much Dwaraka pastimes. No, it's not much discussed among devotees, Dwaraka pastimes so much. So Dwaraka is there. How many of you have been to Dwaraka? Have you seen Dwaraka? It's true? I don't think so. Because I have heard Dwaraka has been drowned into the ocean, isn't it? Krishna created this Dwaraka by telling the Vishwakarma in the middle of the ocean. When Krishna left, the whole Dwaraka drowned. Then how did you go to Dwaraka? You have not been to Dwaraka. Dwaraka is nowhere there. But I will tell you about one Dwaraka that is still existing. You know what is that Dwaraka? Not Bhet Dwaraka. The place you go, that is called Bhet Dwaraka. The real Dwaraka is under the water gun. But there is one place on this earthly planet that never goes under the water. Even the Pralaya time, it remains above the water. You know which place? You don't know? That is Jagannath Puri Dham ki. In Jagannath Puri, there is a Dwaraka also. How many of you have been to Puri? Most. Have you seen Dwaraka there? Have you visited Dwaraka? Where? Jagannath temple is non-different from Dwaraka. That is Aishwarya Dham. Too much Aishwarya, no? In Jagannath temple, they have for Jagannath, he has no hand, no leg. 3-4 days during the year, they decorate Jagannath gold, golden hand, golden leg, everything gold, quintals of gold. They decorate the deities. So much gold. Jagannath temple, the temple you see now, that was built 1200, 1300 years before. But original temple, Indradhanush built, 1000 feet high, made up of gold. Gold. Let's see how much Aishwarya is there. And there are in Jagannath temple, when you take darshan of Jagannath, the place, right side, the storeroom of a lot of Jagannaths. There are 4 storerooms are there. Only one room is open, they use. Other 3 rooms is still closed. They don't dare to open that. I heard from Puri people, the British time, sometimes they dare to break through it. But they could not do that. There's so much opulence. So this is Jagannath temple, which is situated on Nilachala Dham. And there is a place in Puri called Sundarachal. Did you visit Sundarachal? How many of you have visited Sundarachal? You all visited, but you don't know it is called as Sundarachal. And it's Gundicha temple. Gundicha temple is Sundarachal, Jagannath temple is Nilachal. This Nilachal Jagannath temple is Abhinna Dwaraka, non-different from Dwaraka, Aishwarya Dham. And Sundarachal is non-different from Vrindavan, that is Madhurya Bhava. And sea beachside, Totagapinath, Gambhira, Siddhabakul, is non-different from Navadvipa Dham, that is Audarya. So, Shastra says, whatever pastimes Krishna performing in Dwaraka, Mathura and Vrindavan, all those pastimes are performed in Jagannath Puri. So Jagannath Puri is combination of Dwaraka, Vrindavan and Navadvipa. If you go to Jagannath Puri, you don't need to go to anywhere else. Because everything is there. Not only everything is there. If you go to Dwaraka, you don't see Krishna there. Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, isn't it? You go to Navadvip, you don't see Gauranga Mahaprabhu there. He appeared in 500 years ago. But now, you go to Puri, you see Jagannath there or not? Because now Jagannath manifested past times. Just like Krishna, Rama, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they have manifested past times. Then past times also, they wind up the past times. Right? The same way, at present, the manifested past times of Lord Jagannath. So who can afford to lose this opportunity? We are all hankering. Oh, how nice it would be if I would take birth as a human being 5,000 years ago, I could see Krishna face to face. You know it? If I would take birth as a human being 500 years ago, I could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu face to face. Oh, what that fortune. But now, Jagannath is there manifested past times, but we are not thinking to go and see Jagannath. After 500 years ago, you take birth again as human being, then you'll be hearing Jagannath's pastime, but Jagannath would not be there. He may not be visible that time. No. Then, if I would come 500 years ago, I could see Jagannath face to face. So that's why nobody should lose this opportunity. You should all run to Jagannath Puri and take darshan of Lord Jagannath. So, this is Dwaraka. Adyapiha Gauraray Se Lila Kaye Kono Kono Bhagyavan Dekhivare Paye. Though from the scriptures we have heard how Krishna left the planet, how Gauranga Prabhu left the planet, but still their pastimes are going on, not visible to everybody. Kono Kono Bhagyavan Dekhivare Paye. Some most fortunate people, they can see. But to see the Lord's pastimes in Puri, you don't have to become most fortunate. You can just go and have darshan. All these pastimes of Dwaraka and Vrindavan going on. So this is, in Dwaraka, all these wives of Krishna, they're thinking that Krishna is following them. And Krishna is dominated by them. Right? In Puri, we really see how Jagannath is dominated by Lakshmi Devi. Yes, because that is Aishwarya Dham Dwaraka. He dominated. That's why Jagannath Mandir is known as Sri Mandir. Lakshmi Devi has more control over that temple than Jagannath himself. I have published one book, my first book is Sri Jagannath. Then I published Sri Kshetra. Now a new book coming out, Sri Mandir. Everything about inside temple. Our devotees, they go inside the temple, but they don't know what is what, right? But in temple, every temple inside Jagannath temple, hundreds of deities, hundreds of temple, every stone, every tree, everything has a nice description behind that. So I composed one book collecting from information from different places called Sri Mandir. So Sri Mandir is a special potency. Radharani, Lakshmi Devi. So Lakshmi Devi has more control over Jagannath in that temple. So that is his place like Dwaraka, and his birthplace is Gundicha temple. In Jagannath temple, where he sits is called Ratna Bedi. And Gundicha temple where he sits called Mahabedi. So Mahabedi is birthplace. Lord Jagannath considers that place as birthplace and very dear to him. Just like Krishna took birth in Vrindavan, but he went to Dwaraka. But his mind was in Vrindavan. Jagannath is like that also. He spends time with Lakshmi Devi, but his mind is in Vrindavan. So once a year, from Dwaraka, he visits to Gundicha temple, his birthplace, Sundarachal, in Mahabedi. And Lord becomes very, very merciful. Shastra says, among unlimited forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Jagannath form is the most merciful form. Because this form has manifested to deliver the most notorious people like us, the most degraded, most fallen, isn't it? If we would be less fallen people, then that kind of God, that God, no need of expressing lot of mercy. Little mercy, okay. He'll take us back to Godhead. More fallen means God has to become more merciful. So that Jagannath is most merciful because we are most degraded people of this Kali Yuga. So that is a Jagannath is most merciful when you go inside the temple. He's merciful. I'll not say most merciful, he's merciful. Then when Jagannath comes out of the temple on the chariot, he's more merciful. Right? Rathe Bamanam Dushta Punarjanmana Vidyate. And when he comes down from the chariot and enters the Gundicha temple, he becomes most merciful. Merciful, more merciful, most merciful. Yes? Just like in Dwaraka, he's complete. Mathura, more complete. Purna, Purnatara, Vrindavan, most complete. Purnatama. Same way, in Jagannath temple, he is merciful. And chariot, more merciful. And Gundicha temple is most merciful. So Shastra has explained, if someone will go take darshan of Jagannath in Jagannath temple for 10 years, for 10,000 times, how many of you have been to Jagannath temple? For 10 years, 10,000 times, any of you? No? So I will give you a process that you can do it. That is, Shastra says, if somebody goes to Jagannath Darshan for 10 years, for 10,000 times, what result he gets? Same result you can get. One time you take Lord Jagannath Darshan and Gundicha temple. Very special darshan. And that darshan is called Adapa darshan. What darshan? Adapa. Yeah, Adapa darshan. In Oriya language, they call Adapa darshan. With that Mahabedi called Adapa Mandap. And this darshan is called Devadullabha. The demigods are waiting how they can have a glimpse of Lord Jagannath's deity when he is seated on this Mahabedi. Because that is birthplace. So he becomes most merciful. When he goes there, he becomes most merciful. Lord Jagannath. So Jagannath, he lives Jagannath temple. Till today also in Jagannath temple, they observe many, many pastimes of Lord Krishna in Dwaraka. In one Ekadasi, they observe Rukmini Vivaha. Rukmini marriage ceremony. What they do on Jagannath's altar is Lakshmi Devi. Rukmini is Lakshmi Devi. They all the pandas, one of them will dress. They'll dress up like a Shishupal. They'll make a whole play they'll do. And then they'll bring Lakshmi Devi in palanquin. Just like Rukmini went to that Devi temple, no? Right? Where Krishna snatched her. So they'll bring Lakshmi Devi in palanquin to Bimala temples. Then there'll be one dressing like Krishna. There will be Sisupala also, hiding. Krishna will be hiding. Then Madan Mohan will be there. They will bring Madan Mohan deity, hiding behind Ganesh temple. Then this Lakshmi Devi will come. Then Krishna Madan Mohan will come. And he'll take away Lakshmi Devi, Rukmini. Then Sisupala will come. The whole thing, then they will go to Lakshmi Devi. The whole ceremony is there. Not only that day, the day before, so, 2 days before, there are a lot of ceremonies. No. Just to remember, that is the reason why our tradition 5,000 years ago something happened. And still they are following. People are saying, Allah is nirakar, nirakar, nirakar. How you will develop love for nirakar? It's a hawa. Nothing is there. But our system is as such, 1,000 age old. Just imagine, 5,000 years ago, Krishna had this Jhulan Jatra somewhere in the Vrindavan forest, in the groups, right? Now whole world observing that. Whole world. 500 years ago, Siddhadai festival was observed in Nityananda Prabhu. Now whole world is observing that. So this is the beauty of Sakar aspect of the Absolute Truth. So they are observing. On that day, all these pandas, they collect fund. And that day, anybody goes, they will get free prasadam. Usually, you eat prasad in Ananda Bazar. But that day, the whole Jagannath courtyard is Ananda Bazar. Thousands of people, they go. And pandas, they feed them. Whole year, they collect donation from people. But one day, they give donation at least. Always they get collect. One day they feed full-hearted love, that also they collect from us. Not from that pocket. So my point is that the big festivals. But unfortunately that is Ekadasi day. We cannot take prasad. And they have a program. We donate 1100 rupees. If you donate, you can become member of that. So I have become member of that. I give 1100 rupees. Jayapataka Maharaj also has a member. We all give 1100 rupees. So they collect. Then all Gaudiya Math, Iskan devotees, then now we don't take Jagannath Mahaprasad on Ekadasi Tithi. So they make a special celebration for us. The day before, in the Uriya system, there's Mangan. The day before marriage, a special ceremony. So they invite us and they all feed Jagannath Prasadam. Yes. And I became a member. If anybody wants to be part of that, if you contact me, I can put you in touch with them. Then every year they'll send you Jagannath Prasadam. Anytime you can go, they have a souvenir, they'll publish your name. This is not by government, not by temple management. Separately, some of the very sincere sevaks of Lord Jagannath, they arrange these things. And thousands of people, they become member and they feed Jagannath Prasadam. So in this way, Jagannath temple, the Lakshmi Devi has more control over Jagannath temple. That is called Sri Mandir. So much so, if Jagannath has to go out of the temple, he has to take permission from Lakshmi Devi. May I go outside of the temple? I'll come back within 3-4 days. Please give me permission. Right? That you all know, right? And that Jagannath will go. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is explaining. This was described to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri. How Jagannath takes permission of Lakshmi Devi. I am going with my brother and sister. Before going out, Lord Jagannath exclusively spends 15 days without any disturbance. Right? That is Anavasara, 15 days. No disturbance. Throughout the year, thousands of people he is giving time to. All Martyalokavasis, Sargalokavasis, everybody. But he is very careful. He knows I have to keep my wife satisfied also. So he said, okay, for you this 15 days exclusively. No more darshan. So after that 15 days, Raha Leela, the Ekanta service, after receiving from Lakshmi Devi, then he takes permission. So I can go with my brother and sister. 2-3 days I'll come back, don't be worried. Lakshmi Devi stay alone, then he goes out 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, he's not coming.
Why 3 days past not coming? Okay, next day he may come. Again he is not coming. On fifth day, he will go, called Hera Panchami. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has described very elaborately, nicely. Then they will, all the pandas, they will bring Lakshmi Devi in palanquin. So they have special road to Hera Gohiri Sai also to go. It's called Hera Panchami. Hera means to see. He will go to see Jagannath. So that time, how all Jagannath's pandas will come, and Lakshmi Devi's associates will go, bind them, bring them to Jagannath, Lakshmi Devi's lotus feet. Then they break the wheel of Jagannath's chariot. They will not do anything to Baladeva or Subhadra. Jagannath's chariot, they will damage it. Then all pandas will arrest them, bring to Jagannath, to Lakshmi Devi. Then why Jagannath has not come? Then Lakshmi Devi will rebook. Okay, we'll bring him very soon. That's still going on, that pastimes. Then, after a few days, on 7th or 9th days, then Jagannath will come. He'll stay on chariot, Bahuda Dasami. Bahuda means return rath on Dasami Tithi. On Ekadasi, he'll be on the chariot. He'll take Adharpana, and a special drink, a clay pot, very tall clay pot, which talks up to Adhar. This is Adhar means leaves. It's like, then they'll offer it and they'll break that pot. Nobody will drink. That will go for all the ghosts that are living there, no? They'll be offered to them also. I think on Dwadasi Tithi, then Jagannath will go inside. So there is a Chahani Mandap. For Lakshmi will be coming on a Mandap platform and she will be looking how far Jagannath has come. And Lakshmi will go to welcome Jagannath. Then she will come back to the temple. So after 2-3 days, when the deities will be brought inside, there is Baladev will first go. Lakshmi will allow Baladev. Okay, you go. No. Subhadra, okay, you go. When the pandas will be Jagannath to the door, then Lakshmi will close the door. Then there will be big pushing from outside. Lord Jagannath's pandas will be pushing, and from inside they will be pushing, they will be rebooking each other, you know. So much things will happen. Then finally Jagannath will say, okay, I will never do like this. Next time, I will never do mistake like this. Please open the door. So because she is the controller, they think Jagannath is dominated by them, controlled by them. Jagannath is following them. The whole mood is manifested in Jagannath Puri temple. This Dwaraka mood of queens of Dwaraka. Then they'll open the door. Then Jagannath will give a rasgola to Lakshmi Devi. After eating the rasgola, she'll be happy. Then she'll do offer arati. Then she'll invite Jagannath. Now you are allowed. You can come inside. That is because Sri Mandir, that is dominated by Sri Devi. Dwaraka is dominated by Lakshmi Devi, by the queens of Dwaraka. So in this regard, in Orissa, there's a famous story. Everybody knows this. In some month during the year, Magh month or something, for Thursday, they do Lakshmi Puja. It's called Lakshmi Bar. Lakshmi. And they sing some song from some Purana, some local Purana. Very interesting stories, I'll tell you. Once, Jagannath Baladev, they had gone out on morning walk. No. So when they're returning, they found Lakshmi Devi is coming out of a Chandala's house called Siya Chandaluni. Then Baladev told Jagannath, what is going on? Your wife is going to this Chandala's house? She's contaminated. How can she go to Chandal house and enter into our temple? So you should kick her out of the temple. She cannot stay in her temple. Then Jagannath tried to pacify Balaram. No, my dear brother, she has done a mistake. I will explain her. No problem. She will not do anything. But Baladev is very stubborn. No. She did mistake. She must be out of her temple. Not allow him, her anymore. Then when Lakshmi Devi came back, then Jagannath explained everything to Lakshmi Devi. that we saw today, you are going to Chandala's house. So my brother is very upset. Balaram saying, you cannot stay in my temple. Chandra said, okay, I'll rectify, no problem. No, my brother saying, you must get out of the temple. And Lord Chandra said, what? When you married to me, you had given words to my father. You will excuse, if I do mistake, 10 mistakes will excuse me. But I have not done one mistake, that is, that Chandaluni is my devotee. She is very clean, she is not untouchable. So I went to meet my devotees, and they are kicking out of the temple. Ravana said, what can I do? I am helpless. I have to follow my brother. No? He is very attached to his brother. And Lakshmadeva said, okay, no problem, I will go out. So Lakshmadeva left the temple. So next morning, early morning, Jagannath Baladev woke up. They took bath, washed their face, everything. And waiting, no breakfast coming. So Baladev saying, "Arey Jagannath, where is breakfast?" Jagannath said, "Breakfast? What breakfast? There is no Lakshmadev for cooking here." Then Baladev said, "Oh, Lakshmadev is not there, so what a big problem. We can go and cook. You come, let us go and cook." Then they went to kitchen. They went to store room. The store room was completely empty. The Lakshmadev left and all Betalas. Lakshmadev told Betalas, "You empty out everything." So they were very upset. Lakshmadev was kicked out of the temple. So they completely empty the go down the storeroom. All the ovens were broken. No pots, nothing. So what to do? Nothing to eat. Both are very hungry. Whole day nothing to eat. So see, Jagannath Baladev is eating God. No, whole day are eating. Because they gave a boon to Indradimna. Indradimna asked a boon to Jagannath when Jagannath's deity manifested. That you give me a boon in this temple, whole day you will be eating and eating and eating. And the prasad will be distributed among the devotees. You will eat, wash your hand. Before your hand dry, again you have to eat. So he is habituated eating whole day. Now there is no prasad for a long time, nothing to eat. Then both of them, they decided what to do. Let us take the form of a Brahman, go for begging something. But they become Lakshmi Chada, you know, Lakshmi left, so they become beggar. Then they went fast to Bodapanda's house, you know, Bodapanda, the head priest's house. And chanting in front of the door, they're chanting all Veda, Vedanta, all mantras. Then the housewives of Panda came out, head priest. "Oh, Brahmanas, Brahmana, please come. No. First, whenever they are going, invited. Then, kept them, made them to sit down. Then went to cook. Then when she went to cook, she has to get rice, dal from a storeroom. And went to the storeroom is empty. Nothing is there. Then what to do? Then she thought, who are these people? Hey, you are Lakshmi Chada, get out from here. So wherever they are going, they are saying, "Oh, get out from here." So nobody allowed, nobody gave anything, any food to eat. They are roaming, and so much scorching heat. Then Lakshmadevi told Surya Bhagavan, "You make lot of heat." So they are walking on hot sand, burning. Now what to do? Then finally, they reached at a pond. Long time they have not eaten anything, very thirsty. Baladev said, "Jagannath, let us go at least drink some water." So they were about to drink water. Then Lakshmadev said, "Varunadev, you please disappear from there." So immediately all water disappeared. So nothing to drink. Then finally they went, what to eat? Jagannath Baladev in the form of two Brahmanas. They reached on tree. Very soft leaves. They thought, let us take some soft leaves. So when they approached the tree, all leaves dried up. They could not eat. So wherever they're trying, so they could not eat anything. Very hungry. Then they asked somebody, "Is there somebody here? Sadhu khilane wala, who can feed some sadhus? We have not eaten, we are Brahmanas, we are sadhu Brahmanas, we want to eat something." And that man said, "Yes, yes, You go to that village. In that village, there is one family, they feed everybody. Whoever goes, they feed. Oh, really, what is that village? Oh, that is the village of all Chandalas, they stay there. All Chandalas. Then Jagannath told Baladev, so let us go there. Then Baladev said, let us go. Baladev said, we are very hungry, Jagannath, let us go. Then Jagannath said, but my dear brother, the Chandala's house. Because Baladev kicked out Lakshmi Devi. So Jagannath said, the Chandala's house. Are what Chandala's house? We are so hungry, let us go there. So then they went and reached Sriya Chandaluni or Sriya Chandaluni's house, who is very generously distributed food. So then, this is a very long story. In childhood time, I used to read this, you know, on this Thursday. I just remember a little bit. I have mentioned this story in this book also, briefly. Then we went to their house. Then we Brahmanas, we went to eat something. Then they said, okay, no problem. We have food ready, please sit down. Baladev said, no, no, we are Brahmanas. We cannot eat food cooked by you. You bring us everything. You bring, give us new pot, rice, dal, sabji, we'll cook. Then they said, okay, no problem. You cook. So they brought rice, dal, sabji, new pots, oven. Then Baladev said, Jagannath, you start cooking. I'm going to river, I'll take a bath. And when I come back, everything ready, both of us will eat. Jagannath said, okay, you go take bath. Baladev went to take bath. Then Jagannath started cooking. When put on the pot rice, dal, sabji, then he's trying to set fire to the wood. And Lakshmi Devi told Agni Devata, be careful, don't go there. Don't touch your there. So no fire. He's trying and trying and trying. So he cannot cook. Baladev very hungry, after taking bath, more hungry. He came back, Jagannath, everything ready? What everything ready? I can set fire also, even if. Then Baladev said, oh, you are a very inauspicious fellow. You don't wash your face early morning when you get up. Give me, I will set fire, no problem. I will cook now. Then Baladev's description goes like that. Then Baladev now tied his waist with gamsa. Okay, then Baladev, he tried to set fire to the wood. Then when Baladev started, then gradually smoke came. The smoke came, both the brothers became hopeful, ah, now some cooking will take place. Then what happened? Smoke came, but no fire came. Smoke coming, more smoke, whole room got filled with smoke. Then Baladev became so angry, out of anger he took a piece of wood and banged the whole of the pot, so everything in the oven. So what to do? So nothing to eat. Both brothers very hungry. Then Baladev said, Jagannath, okay, tell them to cook for us. Jagannath said, but their chandal, how can you eat in their hand? I'll tell them to take a bath and put good clothes, and they'll cook nicely. So we'll eat. Then Jagannath told, okay, you can cook for us. So they're cooking, preparing. Then both the brothers, they made asan for Baladev and for Jagannath. The house servants, they're bringing food. So they're told by the head person of that house that you ask whose elder brother. First you serve to the elder brother, then to the younger brother. So Baladev, Jagannath sitting, the housemates came before serving, asking whose elder brother. Baladev saying, whose elder brother? Don't understand? I am elder brother. Put on my plate. So then he was served. Then they went to bring for Jagannath. But by the time they bring for Jagannath, Baladev's plate is empty. Then Baladev ate so much. Then Jagannath, Baladev, they ate up to their heart content. Then when they're eating, Baladev is asking Jagannath, this food is so tasty. This tastes like as if cooked by Lakshmi Devi. But Jagannath knows everything. Who's inside? Actually, Lakshmi Devi is inside. She's preparing everything. And she has instructed everything. So Jagannath knows this. Jagannath smiling and said, yes, it could be, you know, she's so tasty. Actually, they're very hungry also. In a hungry mood, whatever you eat is tasty also. At the same time, food cooked by Lakshmi Devi from inside. So they're enjoying. Then after end of the meal, a special cake came called Podapitha. Then Balaji asked Jagannath, how these people then know? But at the end of the meal, we eat Podapitha. Because these are special items. Lakshmi Devi specially cooks and she specially served this. Nobody else knows these things. Only she knows. Is Lakshmi Devi deciding here? Then Jagannath smiled. It could be, I don't know. What he knows. Then after they eat everything, then they told, okay, now we are Brahmanas, we will live. We are very satisfied. Being the head of your house, head lady of your house, will give blessings. Who cooked for us, everything will give blessings. Then all the maid servants, Shia Chandalini, they brought Lakshmi Devi in front of them. Hari, you are here? Then Baladeva said, Jagannath, Jagannath, please go catch hold of her hand. Let us bring her back to our temple. So Baladeva said, Lakshmi Devi, you go wherever you like, no problem. Meet your devotees, whomever you want to bless, give her a blessing. Please come back to our temple. Then Lakshmi Devi has come back to the temple. Since then, she became the mistress, head of the temple so much so. Jagannath goes out of the temple, he has to take permission now. Before without that permission, Lakshmi went out, then the problem they went through, they got the lesson. Okay, now, if you go out, you have to take permission from me. So Jagannath, every year when he goes out for Rath Yatra, he takes permission of Lakshmi Devi. So like this, if the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if he is so great, his biggest controller, but he has many, many humorous pastimes like this. Five, only to give pleasure to his devotees. Radha Gopinath ki jai. That's why it has been stated, anugrahaya bhaktanang manusim tanumasrita bhajate tadrisya krila jasrutva tatpara bhave. Anugrahaya bhaktanang, being merciful upon my devotees, not upon karmakandis, not for jnanis, not for yogis, because they are aparadhi. They will not understand these things. They'll think in different way. They'll be all sentimental. It is not, they have different understanding. But for my devotees, anugrahaya bhaktanang manusimya tanumasrita bhajate tadrisya krida. I exhibit my pastimes exactly like ordinary human being. That even if I exhibit my sweet pastimes like ordinary human being, or because janma karma cha divyam, my activities are transcendental, though apparently externally looks like ordinary man because they're transcendental, just srutva tatpara bhavet. By hearing the sweet pastimes, people's heart gets cleansed, then they get attracted. As Prabhupada is saying in purport, that activity is going in Vaikuntha. He exhibits here to give himself a glimpse. There are also many, many varieties of things. There is no dry. You don't merge into a nirakar. Varieties of things. You will be attracted for that things. Jasrutta tatpara bhavet. So that is the reason why Bhagavan is exhibiting the sweet pastimes. Bhagavan, why Bhagavan comes like Rama, like Krishna, behaving like ordinary person? Ramchandra is banished to forest. He's Bhagavan and roaming with his wife. And wife is stolen. And Ramchandra is crying, Ravan stole my wife. He's Bhagavan. How he can become Bhagavan crying like this? How Bhagavan can steal butter? How Bhagavan can dance with other wives in midnight? How that can happen? Why it happens? Bhagavan is so great. So why Bhagavan is doing like this? There's a purpose behind it. One purpose is jasrutva tatpara bhavet. By hearing, the devotee will be purified and be attracted towards me. purpose is, suppose Vaikuntha, suppose from Vaikuntha Narayan will come riding on his Garuda. And there is big Maidan. What is Maidan here? Some big Maidan? In Bombay, you have some big cross Maidan. So he landed there. Chaturbhuja Narayan will come, right? The whole Bombay will go there to see. Isn't it? But Bombay will go to see, but they will stay in distance. Wow, Narayan has come. Even reverence and fear, Bhagavan has come. Nobody can go close to him. Nobody can dare speak to him. Nobody can embrace him. Can somebody, Bombay wala go embrace to Vishnu? No. So that's why Bhagavan, he wants to give a chance to human beings. He comes like Rama, Bhamana, Krishna, so that people can mingle with him. They can get direct association. They can extend that love or that even reverence as they would be exhibiting to Chaturbhuja Narayan or Vishnu. So there's special purpose for our benefit. But ordinary people, foolish people, even if the jnanis, they don't understand these things. And they will never understand these things. Because these kinds of understanding, one needs mercy of Krishna. Sei se Ishwara tattva bujhibare pare, Ishwarer kripale sahayche jahare. By Ishwara's mercy, one gets dadami buddhi jogam. He gets bhakti. Bhagavan gives bhakti, buddhi to understand him through his devotees. So it is not surprising. The whole world, they don't believe in Bhagavan. They think Bhagavan has no form. It's not only Muslims. If they're not only Muslims, they say Allah has no form. It is not only Christians, they say God has no form. Not only Yehudi, they say God has no form. Most of the Hindus, they believe God is formless. Those that believe God has form, they think from Nirakar, he accepts the Maya. Krishna is Maya Manus, right? Param Brahma in contact with the mode of goodness, he becomes Bhagavan. He's a good person. Sattva-guna person. That is their understanding. And there is nothing to be surprised. This is the situation in this world because only by the mercy of Krishna one can understand the sakar aspects and surrender to Krishna. This is what I just explained, something about Abhinna Dwaraka. Not about the Dwaraka who is under the ocean, but about Dwaraka who is above the ocean. So you can understand the serial Dwaraka, see the real pastimes, you can go to Jagannath Puri, undertake darshan of the sweet pastimes. Jai Jagannath Swami ki, Balade Prabhu ki, Subhadra Devi ki, Sudarshan Chakra ki, Gaur Premanande. Thank you so much. Oi, Jagannath is Sakar or Nirakar. Who spread this philosophy of Nirakar? Mayabad. That is Shankaracharya. Isn't it? Shankaracharya is the one who is most prominent in Jagannath temple. And Jagannath temple, everything goes on the basis of the concept of Sakar so intensely. Sakar aspect is so profoundly observed there in Jagannath temple. So when he'll get up, they'll put him in the gamsa, just like we go to bathroom, putting a gamsa. Feeding him, dressing him, arranging marriage ceremony for him, every ekadasi, visiting the, go for sea bath, what not, everything like a human being. So much so, they brush Jagannath also, his teeth brush, this is toothbrush of Lord Jagannath. And Jagannath has toothpaste also, Colgate, Davarna, they put camphor here, toothpaste. The toothpaste concept also comes from spiritual world. The Jagannath also uses toothpaste. Before I used to think handshake, you know, I think it's Western culture. But I heard in Bhagavatam in Vaikuntha, they do handshake with Lord Vishnu also. Yes. So then, when this modern age, we have bathroom, no? We have shower from the top. I think it's Western culture, but we do also Sahasradhara. Nothing can be Western, Eastern. Everything is coming from there only. Nobody can invent anything in this material world. So, say Jagrata toothbrush, toothpaste, a tongue cleaner also. They clean the tongue. And one panda told me, Jagannath once a week, he's shaving his beard also. Yes. They call the banak lagi. Everything like a human being. Yes. Sakar or Nirakar, origin Nirakar. And Shankaracharya is the main Acharya in Jagannath temple, and all everything happening in the Sakar aspects. So one panda gave me this toothbrush. This toothbrush cleans Jagannath's mouth. And you will come, I'll touch your head will be cleansed also. At the influence of this toothbrush.
Say, head margin ki.
Thank you so much. Okay, so we are having 3 days Jagannath Katha every day at 7:30 Mira Road. So we brought some books, there are a few books. We have brought Sri Jagannath. There are many, many pastimes. I had a small books before, now the enlarged books have only mainly in Hindi. Hindi as mainly in English. Huh? Hindi Sri Jagannath? Hindi Sri Jagannath, nahi? Hindi and English. And other books, Radharani books there. And a new book just published, Sri Nrisimha in English. This book from Bhagavatam, Vishnu Puran, different Puranas, Lagu Bhagavatamata, Bihat Bhagavatamata, Chaitanya Charitamrita, everything I put in one book format. No? So you can take that book if you want. And Sikhetra Parikrama also there, mostly are in English. One or two books, Ratha Yatra book also there. One new small book on Ratha Yatra. If you want, you can collect from there. Hare Krishna.
So it is a festival for book collectors. More than 10 times people are hearing online. And those who are hearing online can place order and I can book it here. Hare Krishna. So devotees can go and get toothbrush cleaning of their head and their heart done. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.